I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're gone.
Oh, there we go.
You'll see it.
That's what I need to see.
We're rolling. We got baseball podcast for the first time in 2 weeks because apparently I'm shit, you're shit.
Who said
and
that?
You're the talent.
Oh,
apparently.
Wait. We haven't been recording?
No, we haven't recorded any because they don't want to or some bullshit.
They don't want to.
We're not the talent.
Whose show is this, Nick?
Luke and I are not the talent. We're shitty, apparently.
Here's what Nick does. We're done with the podcast last week. We're eating at 54 Street. He's like,
true.
Are we doing a baseball one?
I assume.
It's your show.
I assume. And then last week, or the 2 week before, we didn't have you, and apparently
we didn't have me last week either, though.
Yeah, so.
Because I worked terrible schedules.
I'm chopped liver. Luke's fucking white dog poop, and Caleb over there is fucking glorizing this chump over here.
It's your show. You bring stuff to the table, we'll rip it as much as you want.
Yeah, you usually do tell us the day of when Charlie's free.
You
gotta
be, hey, you free next week?
You gotta be an organized man.
I don't know.
You son of a
bitch. I never know. When you find your schedule, check, but I shouldn't check right now.
You tell us here after this recording.
We got
another baseball podcast. Nick, Charlie, Caleb, Luke. Trace was here a little while ago. He just left.
Too many people on a podcast.
So many people here.
Sorry. What sport are we talking about?
Baseball, I think.
Oh, shit.
Opening day.
It's opening day? Sorry. It's
been the NBA lottery was tonight.
It's been like 2 weeks since we've done one of these, so we have
opening day.
The fun stuff we were going to talk about 2 weeks ago was, you know, Cardinals were 20-10. It was awesome.
Yeah.
First.
Really. Their first place. They have gone 2-9 since, I'm pretty sure, like 2 weeks
ago. I'm glad we didn't record that podcast. So, I didn't want my positive vibes to be put onto the record.
I think
forever.
They won 9 of 10 ending April.
They won 10 of 11, and then they lost.
And now we're 3-9 this month or something crazy.
It's bad.
Hey, man.
They're 2-8 the last 10.
Yeah.
Bad.
Swept by the Cubs, lost three or four of the Pirates, two or three of the Phillies.
Three or four of the Pirates. That's just like,
I think there's a conspiracy.
What's that? Let me hear your bullshit.
Well, freaking number one, this all started after that Washington, that final game of the four-game series with the rain, and they didn't call the game even though it was supposed to be the Cardinals' getaway day. They didn't just postpone it. They just kept delaying it, and then it was like they didn't get out of there until like late at night. And the Cubs, for some reason, because, I don't know, they have an old ballpark that smells like piss. They have this weird thing where they have the 120 start times on a goddamn Friday.
On Friday, I remember.
After our team flies in and gets like 4 hours of sleep. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Well, when the Cardinals, you know, they've been shit, the Cubs are absolutely on fire. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was not a great.
Started one.
Well, we were coming in confident, 22.
Yeah, we were.
We were 20-11.
And
or something like that. And then
Cubs swept the Cardinals. That was terrible.
It's fucking
Cubs are harsh. On like insane run. They're like 20-7 or something like that.
I've never been as irrationally mad at off of one baseball game, not in the playoffs, than during that 3-game series.
That was awful. Were they even close? Were any of those games even close?
Cardinals were up the one, weren't they? And then they let bases loaded, and then
they were up 5-1.
They had
a grand slam.
Michael Walker.
Oh yeah, backup catcher.
Backup catcher, yeah. Who
the guy looks at the camera.
We could all do the same thing as he does. He doesn't know.
All right,
dude. JD Davis, is that his name? Maybe. No, that's the guy on the Mets. I don't know who this guy is. Though.
You cannot do what he does.
Okay, you're right, but still.
Let's get that straight.
You can find any minor league catcher, and he does the same thing as the other guy. Hey, Godzilla's for later. Sorry. Gosh,
I'm going to see that in theaters.
Oh man,
is that sponsoring the show? Godzilla
sponsored by Godzilla King of Monsters.
See you in theaters June something.
What's happening?
We didn't even plug ourselves here either.
Getting you guys a sponsor.
Rip a plug, Nick.
Rip a plug. It is PSO Sports 1 at Twitter and Instagram.
You
and
had
then
it. Don't second guess
Pointless
yourself.
Pointless Sports Opinions at
everything else.
Everything else. Google us. Pointless. YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts.
You know what I found out?
What'd you
can
find
get,
out?
You can get in trouble for saying Google. Google us.
Oh, look us up on the internet.
Well, I mean, we can't because we ain't shit.
Look
but
us.
Like,
one day.
Yeah, one day.
Maybe.
More
use the internet
like,
to find
like
Pointless Sports Opinions.
It's like saying March Madness. A lot of people are getting in trouble for saying that.
That basketball tournament that college
says
basketball.
Nationwide is on your side.
No.
Is that legal?
Let's just start singing copyright.
Yeah. Come at me, Nationwide. That'll give us some freaking cheddar press. I'm ready.
But Cubs are awesome. John Lester.
No.
John Lester's pitching really well.
I won't be.
You don't want to hear any.
I don't care
I know
about the Cubs.
They're
I don't want
great.
To hear about the Cubs.
First place in
I
the
mean,
division.
Let's be honest. No one's going to beat the Astros. So even if the Cubs, by some hook or by crook, make it to the World Series by beating the Dodgers in some fantasy dystopia, they're going to lose the Astros.
Astros
so.
Are 27-15.
Springer.
George Springer is
Springer.
A front leading MVP
Mother's
candidate
Day.
Right now.
I was watching. I watched the beginning of today's Astros game. And George Springer comes up, gets a walk, and he had, like, you know, 15 home runs in his stat line. Alex Bregman comes up. He's got 13 home runs.
Yeah.
Smokes a line drive, single. Michael Brantley comes up, 10 home runs already.
The guy that just put on the IR or ILS, Jose Altuve, is having an MVP.
So then Michael Brantley, like,
great
pops
year.
Up, fouls out, and I was like, oh, damn, okay. And then Correa comes up, and he's got 9 home runs. I was like, oh, man, if he homers, they'll have their top four guys. They'll have 10-plus homers. He freaking homered like during the next pitch.
A three-run bomb. I watched that one.
It was a great homer. Just powered. He's back, man.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him.
I think he was hurt
back
last
injuries.
Year. Yeah, hurt last year.
He got off to a slow start, and now he's a 24-year-old phenom that we all thought he was going to be.
When he
injuries.
Was 20.
I mean, he was a phenom before. He had a great season,
was.
And he had a down season, but now he's back to
his rookie year was awesome.
Cray of the God. And it's not fair. It's not fair.
Why? Tank.
It's not fair. No.
You tank, and then you get all those.
I like the Astros, but so I wish my team was like them instead of being stupid.
They tanked enough.
They tanked for, like,
look what they got now.
Yeah, great team. Beat the Dodgers in the World Series. They were.
Yeah, but don't you want to win 88 games a year forever?
I want to win.
Isn't that better than
no,
a couple seasons of terrible?
That's not good at all.
I love to win 88 games and miss the playoffs by two
games.
Well,
I'm sorry
season.
That your life is full of mediocrity and you love 88 games.
I'm moving to Phoenix. I'm a Diamondbacks fan now. So,
sweet, dude, they're playing well. Luke Weaver playing really well.
Yeah, I'm going.
Him. He's got a 3-1 record. He's got a 2.98 ERA in like 50
innings.
What do
you think about stuff like that? I was
happy for him.
Good. He's doing great. You kind of wish he was here.
I always just attribute it to like just environment change
scenery. Yeah, that's all
getting back to.
I agree.
Whatever made him the top
maybe
prospect that he was.
Different voice in his ear. Different kind of.
Well, just change environment. Fresh start means a lot.
Yeah.
But Cardinals are getting just fucking twerked on these fresh starts.
We got Voit,
fam. Oscar Mercado just got called up by the Indians.
He struck out 3 times.
Oh, come on. It's his first major league game.
Mercado got called up, former Cardinal. And another big call-up was Hira.
Keston.
Yeah, Keston Hira. He just hits. This
second
dude just
baseman.
Hits for the Brewers. They have another.
Apparently a subpar fielder, but.
Special talent. He plays.
Who really knows? Because minor league fielding stats.
They have Mike Moustakas at second base, so I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they'll be okay with someone who can. Probably have a little bit more range than Moustakas at second and hit even better than Moose.
I'm just tired, man. How many more games we got?
A lot.
We got another 20.
We got 75% of the season left.
120 left? Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. I just read Bernie Miklas' quarter season report, and he's like, what the fuck? No, he's not. He points out everything good, which is the offense.
Offense
the
is
part.
Good for the most part.
And then the just.
You had Michaelis or.
Miklas is great now. He's back to he's had like over his last 4 starts. He's got like 2.6. Yeah, it's what I said.
You said Miklas.
Oh shit!
It's because you talked about Bernie Miklas.
Bernie Miklas. Miklas.
Miles Miklas.
Miles Miklas.
Looking
Mr.
good.
Mustache. Lizard. Lizard King.
Lizard King. That's what it is.
Yeah. He's got.
Forgot that he ate a lizard. I forgot
a lizard
all about
that. He was in the Padres in like spring training or something, but I don't know why. Weird, but His last four starts.
I'd say so.
Give up. He's like a 2.6 ERA, something like that.
Over the
it's going great for my fantasy team, which he's a member of.
The Pirates series.
God bless him.
Was that the series? They had Wainwright and
we're not talking about the Pirates.
Michaelis series. Both pitched seven innings, give up.
Dude, losing.
It was awful.
Losing multiple. Losing back-to-back days.
2-1.
2-1s. It's just fucking brutal.
When they scored, what, 17 runs?
I'm sure we've talked about. It's not even that. We've talked about like one run victory, like win-loss record, and how it's like. You should usually
a shit
be.
Show.
It's usually coin flip.
Yeah.
Like, if you're. Every team, it's a coin flip. It's like fucking losing those coin flips on back-to-back days just sucks ass.
Especially when you see your starters actually perform well, which has been, you know. The Achilles heel of the team for the most part.
Yeah, it's like,
and you're like, oh, finally, cool. We're getting going.
Yeah,
making some traction.
You believe that if the Cardinals starters get up, or the pitching get up less than three runs,
you should be great.
They win the game.
And that Mother's Day game was awful because you're up 6-3. Dakota Hudson somehow, you know, pitches.
Dude, we talked about.
We were talking about.
We're like, he gave up three runs, and we're like, he should not be on this.
I'm like, I'm tired of watching. I'm like, hey, dude, he's gonna pitch six innings and give up three runs.
God,
that's it.
Damn,
and
it
happens.
Did he pitch? Did he go all six?
Six innings, quality start. And then
okay, he nine hits.
Yeah,
nine hits given up.
Two walks,
only two strikeouts. This dude is not a fucking starter at this point in time. Maybe never, probably never. He needs to go away. I'm tired of it. I'm just
why
tired
is he
of
starting?
It.
I don't know why he's
his spring training was excellent and they're sticking with him and he's young and he's a top
here's the
prospect.
Thing. It's like
well, check
we've missed
off.
The playoffs by literally one or two game deficits over the past two seasons.
Yeah. Three
we
seasons.
Don't have three seasons. We don't really have fucking time to develop a guy in the major leagues.
Yeah.
See ya, dude. Go away. Gomber. Ponce de Leon.
Yeah,
anybody.
The most frustrating part is that there's so many people that can
so
put
many.
There.
Because Ponce de Leon had a good start. He had a
Reyes
five inning.
Fucked us by punching a wall, but.
Yeah. Idiot.
Whatever. I get it.
Carlos Shit Martinez happens. Also fucked the Cardinals because.
Carlos Martinez, I
he
get it also.
Had no rehab over the offseason or whatever. He just didn't do what he needed
well, he
to.
Was, is that what the case is?
He
I don't
didn't,
think that was the case. I think he was just hurt, and he had to, like...
He didn't strengthen his shoulder enough or something. He didn't follow an off-season regimen that he had to sign.
Well, this shit happens.
Yeah, you're right. It does happen.
But the shit that we can't control is not starting Dakota Hudson.
Yeah.
Because we have other options. Like, hey. Ponce de Leon had a better start.
Yeah, he came up and killed it.
Yeah,
and just,
five innings.
Like, see
he had lots of swinging strikes. And, like, that's the kind of stuff that Dakota Hudson does not get.
Dakota Hudson gets another start, and he's coming around.
Dakota Hudson...
He'll be here Saturday,
I'm brown
ball sure.
pitcher... And gives up lots of home runs.
No ground balls.
Doesn't mix. It doesn't mix. Doesn't make sense.
And he's almost like he's got a slider, fastball, sinker. Dude. I don't really know. We're tired of him. I'm tired of him.
I hate
him.
His face.
I feel like you're tired of him.
I just like, try something else.
I hate his face right now.
Just
I don't
try
see
stuff.
His stupid
I don't
face.
Know.
Who's the best pitcher on that staff right now?
Wainwright?
Michaelis.
Michaelis.
But.
Wainwright.
Michaelis is the best.
Wainwright statistically is.
I'm going to start calling him Miles. So don't
Miles.
Mess
that's
up
what
Miles.
I usually call him.
Miles is the best pitcher.
Yeah, he's
Miles
great.
Mustache.
Miles Mustache.
Wainwright
Michaelis.
Is living on a knife's edge.
We don't know what he's doing from start to start, but he's looking.
He gives up lots of hard hits. He doesn't throw the ball very hard.
He throws
he's throwing 90. The curveball like 40% of the time.
Hey, dude,
he always he's what? Getting in trouble, too. And he's just
what
like,
was there was that one at bat. He threw five curveballs in
straight.
One,
five straight curveballs.
One two-seamer or whatever, four-seamer, whatever he throw. It's like, ooh.
Sinker?
Boy.
I don't know. He
throws. So like, that's not going to work out forever. But, you know, honestly, he's a fifth starter. He always was a fifth starter.
Hey,
my,
coming
now
this
now
year.
Dakota Hudson's a fifth starter.
Fifth starter.
Which means your view, Waka is your third starter?
Waka's
a nightmare.
Waka's ass.
Waka is like a fifth starter on like every team.
He's so bad. I don't know what it
really
is.
Really bad. He's really bad, man.
He's just letting up meatballs in the...
You can't have a 1.6 whip and succeed as a starter at any point in time.
That's too much.
It's very, very high. Very, very bad.
And Flaherty's slowly figuring it out, maybe.
He's just still... They were like... Today, they're like, we're tired of this shit. Deal with it. And they just sent him back out.
They were, man.
It worked out, but...
Six inning, right?
That always scares me, man. Yeah, but he threw like 108 pitches or something.
Yeah, the fifth inning, he had like 30 pitches. He was...
He like melted down.
Walking...
We're tired of you melting down. Go pitch another inning and figure this out.
Walking
like,
into the fifth,
inning.
He had no-hitter going. Walks a leadoff guy. He had some bad luck.
He had some serious bad
the
luck.
End of the,
I'll give him that.
He was pitching well, though, for
I,
the most part.
I think that's good for him, to as long as it doesn't break him.
Yeah, I think
that's
what
I'm always afraid of, is him breaking.
They're going to break. Arms are going to break eventually. They're not.
It's not always true.
Look it up. How many?
You can look it up.
You figure it out for
Chris
me.
Chris Sale. Never broke.
Chris Sale today had 17 strikeouts.
Chris Sale never moved. I'm like the king of segues right now. Yeah, man. Great. I'm killing it. I'm
17 strikeouts.
17 in 7 innings. They didn't
That's
throw.
Crazy.
He had 3 innings.
7.
Shit.
8th wow. inning. That's ridiculous. 8th inning, they gave up a lead.
What the fuck?
They were up 3-2.
Insane.
Sale dude. Let up a home run to Nolan Arenado.
God bless Arenado. Fucking hammering that home run.
He's awesome. He's really figuring it out here.
Love him.
Yeah, you were really worried about him.
I was.
2-3 weeks in the
season.
His
hard hit rate was in the tank.
He's fine.
I was scared.
Great hitter. MVP candidate. Perennial MVP candidate.
He's a great hitter. I was scared.
I love the guy. So
props to our fantasy league member that held on to Chris Sale. Stuck through the tough times.
The first five, the 0-5 start.
The 0-5 start. Did not trade him.
Nick's playing out. Against him, right?
I got a matchup against Chris Sale. I got 17 strikeouts.
Well, he's Nerd. He struck out, so that makes 29 strikeouts his last two starts.
Man, that's what he is. That's Chris Sale for you.
That's a lot.
You know why he got that contract extension?
Because
of this.
It's like nutso that he like had like a 3-mile-per-hour downtick in his velocity and is like what was wrong with him? I want a deep dive interview with Chris Sale. I want to know what the hell happened in that first month and a half.
It's the first month and a half.
Yeah, I want to know.
You gotta get ready.
I want him to be like, you know, actually honest about it, because he's not gonna be honest about it right now.
I think you can just say, you know what,
he ain't telling him shit
excuses?
About it right now.
He's like, oh, I just wasn't ready. I wasn't up to it. I wasn't feeling
Dude,
strength
there's gotta
and
be
stamina.
More. It can't be that. Really? I guess it could be.
More repetition. More repetition.
240 innings.
Listen, you're a doctor. You understand this. More repetition, the more muscle and strength you're getting. You know, off season he's not throwing every day. When it comes to March, he's throwing every day.
Yeah, but that doesn't
getting
explain
that
like
build up
all the other pitchers that started okay.
Just
even a lot of aces didn't start okay.
A lot of aces didn't start okay. Balls juiced.
Balls juiced, dude.
Balls juiced.
Balls juiced.
I love it though. What else we got here?
Rest in peace to Colin McHugh.
Yeah, what the hell?
The starting.
The McHugh experiment's over.
Dude, that was like one of the quickest, like, oh, I suck again, like, I've ever seen.
Son of a bitch.
Go back to the bullpen. You're way better
and
there.
I was, like, jealous of Caleb for having him on his team. But I was like, you stole him from me. And then I was like, oh, no, you can have him. Shit.
I stole one guy from you.
Who's that?
Josh Bell.
No. He didn't steal that from me.
I didn't?
No.
I thought you bid on him.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
But I didn't think
target him really hard.
Yeah, I didn't think big things were coming from him, which is great to see.
I'm going to get a segue. I have a little note. Give me a breakout candidate. Give me a couple. You're like, first month, you're like, who the hell? How the hell are these guys doing this?
What do you mean?
Like your breakout candidate, like a Josh Bell or like a...
From now that's sucking right now?
No, that are great right now. Like from the start of the season, breakout candidates like a Paul DeJong, breakout year.
Oh. I mean, Polanco.
Jorge Polanco. All right. Yeah,
that was mine.
He's on fire.
I mean, I would say Cody Bellinger,
but he's already great.
Yeah, but
he's on a downfall right now.
He's fine. Slow. No, he jammed his shoulder and he's... Missed a couple games, now he's
He jammed
again.
His shoulder?
He separated, or yeah, he jammed it diving for a ball at first.
Wait, at first?
This is like a week ago.
Wait, what was he doing?
This is like 2 weeks ago.
Wait, what was he doing? Wait, 2 weeks ago he did that?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah,
no,
he's fine.
He's been like...
He's hitting over 400 still.
Dude,
yeah,
he's on
right?
pace for...
Just a little slow.
He's on pace for 17 war.
Yeah,
season.
I saw. He's got like a 4-point something war.
Vlad Jr. just hit a home run.
Hey.
First one?
Yep.
Live on air, Vlad Jr. hit the home run.
God bless him.
I want to see it, but yeah. Bellinger's, you're saying he's slowing down a little bit?
Yeah.
He's not hitting home runs.
Did you see that Bellinger, when he threw out Strasburg at first from...
Yeah, to keep the no-hitter alive?
That was awesome.
Like we're playing MLB The Show here.
That's right.
Pretty much what it is.
I mean, I get it. Strasburg is not going to be sprinting down the line with his injury history. He just won't do it, and I don't blame him. But that was freaking cool. He's like... And Belly's fast.
Yeah, Belly's fast. Dude, he is...
He's like elite-level speed. He like runs like 30 feet per second.
He's insane... Intently talented, just everything he does.
He's
is
got
just,
my favorite swing.
Why the fuck?
I love his swing.
Are the Dodgers have him? Is that what you want? He's so upset over there.
Hey, Dodgers fan. Oh, shit, though. Did you see that?
Julio Urias? You see
man,
that?
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
Dumb 22-year-old stud
That's
pitcher.
Not dumb 22-year-old.
Well,
that's
an
asshole 22-year-old.
He's being an idiot.
Yeah.
You already know my stance.
Like,
I don't
domestic
forgive.
Assault or some assault. He got arrested last night.
Yeah. Well, he shoved a woman down a parking lot that was witnessed by... bystanders, and it's like, oh, we just shoved her, but that's like not a good sign
can't
of
get,
what happens at home.
Can't get seen doing that, partner.
You can't be seen. You shouldn't be doing that. I mean,
yeah, you're right. You shouldn't be doing it at all.
I'm not like, I liked him, and now I can no longer like him. It's just not allowed.
More off the fan club here.
More's gonna come to him though, like a Reed type suspension.
I mean, yeah, Edison but
Reed,
he's
or maybe just not like
Edson
drop him.
Russell.
Or Russell, yeah.
He's not going to get dropped. No way. It's just like
he's not going
to
get dropped.
It's like the NFL. He's too talented not to.
there's too much value there.
Yeah,
man.
There is, man.
A 22-year-old future starter.
For yeah,
guy that he throws like three inning shutout innings out of the bullpen to like finish games that like Rich Hill starts.
Yeah, he's right. Too talented. Where there's no way he's gonna get gotten rid of unless
he's forced to be.
Unless it's like the
Dodgers really like take a stand, like
which they're not gonna do.
No, they're not going.
MLB doesn't have teams like that.
I don't know.
I know
it's not nearly as bad as some of the other domestic violence,
like Osuna.
Osuna, in stuff we see in the NFL where like women are getting knocked out in elevators and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean he shoved a woman down a parking lot. It's bad.
Can't do that.
I mean, yeah,
can't do that, Julio.
Not here. I've never even come close to hitting like anybody in my life ever since. I mean, middle school, like fights, but like that was not the same thing. That wasn't women.
Does my sister count growing up?
No, it doesn't count. That's like.
What if she
siblings don't view each other?
What if she started
gender.
It? No, they don't.
When you live like 10 feet away from somebody and all they do is piss you off. And
Charlie's like, I've hit my sister.
Oh, she's hit me though. That's it.
Oh yeah,
all she's kicked the door in my face.
All out brawls.
It's not the same. It's not the same as a grown man.
Yeah.
And, then even then, my dad was like, around like when I was 13 years old, he's like, you cannot hit your shit.
Like, oh, sorry, Dad. Never again.
It wasn't really anymore. You were just like clarifying because like we got in, like we would, like get yelled at each other and he'd be like, you just cannot hit her. And I was like, I didn't even do anything.
My sister would have whooped my ass if I hit her when I was 13.
My sister shut my pinky in the hinges side of a door. Ooh. One time. It was flat shut.
Not great.
Yeah. Not bad great. Stuff.
The joys of having a sister.
So basically what we're saying is we agree with what Julio did. Yes.
No.
Just kidding. Bad stuff.
Julio Urias, you're an idiot. I'd be very upset if I was a Dodgers fan.
I'd be disappointed, not upset. I'd just be
he's
like,
doing good too.
He's doing great. Really well. He's a great piece for him. Speaking of Dodgers, yeah, Bellinger's on fire. You got Hinjin
heating up too.
Hinjin Ryu is leading.
Oh, I'll tell you another breakout.
He's
candidate.
So good right now.
Not Ryu. Oh, his 54 strikeouts to 3 walks is like obscene,
insane. He's got like a 2.303 ERA, and then
yeah, but he'll break.
Eventually.
He always breaks.
He always gets hurt.
Poor guy.
And then we're on the Dodgers still. We got a great matchup, hopefully, for
Verdugo
years to come.
Is a remarkable player.
Yeah, Verdugo is good. He just doesn't have him and Peter
doesn't have
split in time in the
platoon. That dude has got a great eye. He's got a great eye. Great swing. He swings at only good stuff.
He's a good player.
He is good.
He's one of their top prospects. Is that, is that your breakout candidate?
A wealth of riches. My breakout cannon. He's just a good rookie.
Speaking of Dodgers, I was going to say Kershaw and Paddock are going tonight. And Paddock for the Padres, man, that guy is breakout candidate.
You keep saying breakout candidate. Yeah. These guys have already broken out.
You keep saying candidate.
He's a breakout. Sorry.
You need to get rid
he was
of the
candidate. He was he's breaking out
chop
as we
the candidate
spot.
Off.
I drafted totally him, mean. And I traded him.
I dropped him.
You dropped him?
Oh, yeah. In a league, yeah.
In a redraft.
And I
win. Like before the year?
The Windsor League?
As of right now?
Windsor League.
Wait, he was dropped that for the Cardinals start or something?
It might have been like one of his first two or three starts, and I dropped him after the start. It's a bad
You're
decision,
a foolish
man.
Man.
It's a bad decision.
You should have texted me. I've been like, don't.
Don't do that.
This would have been
a
bad decision.
Don't drop that guy.
I traded place, him. But the reason I traded him is because I have a wealth of riches on my fantasy team. We don't need to go into it. And he's going to have an innings cap. So, and redraft league, honestly, is not a bigger deal.
I'm in last place in that league, so I could use him.
In an auction league, very important to trade.
Well, Dynasty auction league.
Yeah.
Trey Turner is still out for me in that league.
He'll be shut down sometime in early September.
What if they're competing still, innings cap?
He'll be shut down.
We're going to Steven Strasburg this shit.
Steven Strasburg. And they won't be contending.
So stupid.
Maybe. They won't be. They won't be.
You're right.
They're a .500 team.
Because they're probably the third best team.
They need stuff still. They're not perfect. They're fun.
They're
real
fun.
But they're not perfect. I root for them.
Probably need some more offense.
Paddock's hilarious. He somehow created out of nothing a rivalry between the Mets and the Padres, which is like the most hilarious potential rivalry I've ever seen in my life.
Because it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't. It's like those guys don't even like those cities don't care. Like,
no,
they don't care.
Opposite sides of the country.
No one in New York wants to live in San Diego, and no one in San Diego wants to live in New York. They're both like just like happy where they're at. Like they both have nice life in cities, but it is funny. I like Paddock. He's got some big cowboy energy.
Dude, I like the cowboy energy. All right.
Yeah. Twins are my team, though.
Twins, dude. They're leading the AL Central.
They're great.
Kluber's out. We didn't even talk about Corey Kluber, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, got
broke
hit.
His ulna.
Got hit by a line drive like right here, and he's out for a long time.
Yep, my prediction comes to more fruition every day, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, Clevenger.
I literally said like if two of those starters go down for any period of time, like they are so vulnerable.
Clevenger's still hurt too, so they're waiting on that.
Do you think a team like the Indians front office is embarrassed to not sign someone like Brantley, like re-sign him, and then watch him go like
destroy in Houston,
absolutely tear the cover off the ball in Houston? Like
he's maybe. I mean, you might be like upset and regretting it now because
they're so stupid.
They knew what Brantley was. Like Brantley's a great hitter.
And he was already like probably cool to stay in Cleveland.
Yeah, they liked it there. He's been a very good player for them for what 6 years now.
Sorry, Cleveland.
Not anymore. But
sorry, Cleveland fans, that your front office doesn't care about you. Flat out.
I don't care about any of their players.
No, I'm saying like their fans. Like they don't. Even
oh
care
yeah, they don't care about the fans.
But that's who they should care about. That's who they give them money. So I wouldn't give them money. Indians are embarrassing. I feel bad.
We'll see.
Sorry, Mr. Pagel.
We'll see. Yeah, sorry,
we love
Pagel.
You, buddy.
Well, he got his Cavs championship. I think that's gonna.
He lost the lottery today too.
He what?
Not a good day for him.
He lost the did lose the lottery.
Oh, they've won like 5 lotteries.
I know. I told him that. I was like, you don't need another one. They've literally won 3 lotteries in 10 years.
I voted for the Suns in that poll.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It would have been cool.
Would have.
Who won? Pelicans?
Pelicans.
Oh, we got Mike Fiers 3 no-hitter.
You think Anthony Davis stays? Okay, sorry. Wrong podcast. Mike Fiers no-hitter.
A second of his career.
He threw the no-hitter. What was going on that night? Because that got completely overshadowed, and he threw it at like 2 a.m.
There was late.
The game
The game got delayed, and there was some basketball. Something happened.
The game sevens,
night.
Maybe. The double game seven.
No, it wasn't on Sunday.
It was longer ago than
yeah.
that. I don't know what was going on, but it's because no one cares about Mike Fiers.
West Coast, yeah.
His lucky-ass no-hitter.
It got delayed, and they were playing. He, like, finished the game, and it was like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I remember that. He had a hell of a Roman Laureano.
And a hell of a Jerickson Profar catch. He had like two. He had like
oh that one ranging
like
in the right
ridiculous,
center or right. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. yeah
two ridiculous plays in one no hitter.
That's what you need, dude.
I guess
you gotta get. Those.
He got lucky. I don't know. I don't know how he does it. He's too good. The author.
Well, you know
two
he
no hitters.
His very first at bat of his next start. Right.
What
he gave up a home run. he's not actually good. He's just his luck. That just shows you how lucky no hitters are, and like not that indicative of anything in particular.
He's thrown two, right?
Two. It's hard to do. Throw wow. two.
Remember when How Johan Santana threw one against the Cardinals?
A fake one.
And it was a fake one
fake
because
no-hitter.
Carlos Beltran hit it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Double down the third base line, and they didn't have a replay yet.
It was an unreviewable play.
Because it wasn't reviewable because there's only home runs that were reviewable then still?
Yeah, 2012.
Oof.
That was the year.
I was so mad.
I was pretty upset.
Because I was like, we got no hit, but we didn't.
I hated that 2012 Cardinals team because it was the feast or famine offense.
I love Carlos Beltran.
They'd either do eight runs.
Did, I did love Carlos Beltran.
It was awesome. It was an awesome Cardinal.
He was freaking awesome. I liked him on the Mets as well.
I liked him everywhere he played.
Yeah.
It was so cool on the Cardinals, though, because it was like, he was so good, but he was like old.
He was.
Like, whoa, we got some value out of this guy.
He got 2 years of value, sucked everything you could dry out of him.
Pretty much. He was never that good again.
He did.
Well, he played
did
like,
he win a ring?
Yeah, he went back to Houston.
Houston, yeah.
Yeah, Houston, he won a ring with
So he
him.
Played like 4 or 5 more years after the Cardinals. Hall of Fame?
He
played Carlos Beltran. Hall of
Fame. Oh, yeah, he did play for the Yankees.
He should be in a Hall of Fame. He's awesome, man. His first, like, 10 seasons were great.
He's also a great humanitarian.
I don't know, but I don't know.
Well, I just know.
I assume
I'll take your word for it.
He brings, he's in Puerto Rican, so he has got a baseball clinic in Puerto Rico. And I think he could be a head coach or a manager in the future or something to do with coaching. Yeah, if he wants to. He's that influential and he was that special of a person where he was really good at communicating everything. So we're just on the Carlos Beltran bandwagon here. Get out of here. I got one more. Mad Bum. You guys see his release of his no
trade? I didn't look at the list. I saw St. Louis was on it, though.
Wait, St. Louis is on a no trade clause?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so he can negotiate. It's like the Yankees, Braves, Cubs, St. Louis. It's so he can negotiate trades to those teams himself.
It's but they're on the no trade. He can't be traded to them?
Unless he gives them the consent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he can be traded to, like,
I think
Tampa
so.
Bay without
yeah.
worry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome if Tampa Bay got him.
You think Tampa Bay is going to get Mad Bum? No way.
That'd be
for
cool,
a half a season, maybe, actually. But I don't think so.
Dude, Tampa Bay has, like, easily the pieces that do it.
Yeah, they do. But that's not their M.O. there.
Well, your M.O. changes when you have suddenly a chance to win a World Series.
You're right.
Which is what this game is theoretically all about.
You're right.
Not about making money. It's about winning the World Series, and money just comes after that.
It's all about money.
I know, but...
In the purest
victory
of forms.
And
yes,
money
yes.
should be connected.
Yeah.
It should be a direct correlation. There's more victory, more money.
More money, yeah.
But the problem is we've gotten away from victory and money connection. It's just more money. It doesn't matter how much you win.
We don't care, yeah.
And that's why we get shit like Dallas Keuchel and Kimbrel or whatever.
They will be signed here whenever they're...
You finally saw Dallas Keuchel rumblings. Who?
To the Rays.
Who was it?
The Rays,
yeah, Tampa.
Out.
Oh yeah, the glass now hurt for 4 to 6 weeks. Charlie's upset because fans of the team. He was currently breaking out, doing great things.
I had quite a few breakouts on my team, my fantasy team, and they're all breaking.
They're
for
all
real.
Breaking for real. They're all getting
breaking
hurt.
Down and dying. And rest in peace. My pitching staff is in shambles. Pitching, it's always in shambles, isn't it?
Usually. You know who also has been breaking, but they haven't bent? The Yankees. They're what, a half game behind the Rays, and they still don't have no Judge, no Stanton.
Stanton is like,
no
Severino. What
yeah.
is happening?
Yeah.
Where is he?
No, like, they talked to Aaron Boone, and like, it was just like the vaguest shit. Like,
a strain.
I know he doesn't have a perfect shoulder. That's what I know.
I think it's
like,
a shoulder strain.
Yeah, it's hurt. But yeah. It's like,
they're not going
to
tell you
it's
what
been,
it is.
It's like shrouded in mystery. And keep in mind, this did not start as a shoulder injury to start with. It started as a bicep strain that turned into a shoulder injury, which is like, what is happening? And also, they're handling with Andujar.
Yeah, they brought him back, and now he's back on the IL.
They brought him back. I was like reading, like, The Athletic has like this series of articles about injury, and it's like injury, like, they review like when they should come back, like at full strength. And like, they said they brought him back almost a month earlier than they should have.
They wanted him in there.
So they're like labrum tears do not heal in 1 month, which is only like how long he was out for. And it's like, are you shitting me?
Oh, he's back on the IL. He is considering surgery now again.
With a young guy like that,
that's so
tragic.
Yeah, you wait for
forever.
A few months, yeah.
So that's the one thing about Cardinals is they never rush people back, it feels like. Uh-uh. It never feels like they rush people back. Have you remembered a time that they've rushed somebody? Like, it felt like they came back too early and got
Craig.
Craig?
In 2013.
Frank thing?
But that's hard to...
We were in a World Series for that.
Yeah.
About what?
Martinez.
Carlos?
Yeah, but...
I feel like he's just so off the freaking radar.
He just has, like...
He'll be back here this weekend, apparently.
I mean, Alex Reyes, it looked like... But we didn't bring him back too early, because that was, like, a freak, another injury.
Yeah,
he tore his labrum too, didn't he?
He tore his lat.
Oh, lat.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, that's... He tore a fucking... It's like pectoral, yeah. like this area.
Yeah, and that's not bringing him back too early. Yeah, he's like, oh, he's finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Or he's healed up from Tommy John.
Oh, he had so much time to heal from Tommy John. Man. But that was so bad of the Andujar thing. And they didn't need to do it because
they're doing fine.
Hicks is back now.
Hicks is back. They have Giovanni Urshela hitting the cover off the ball for some reason.
they're getting like the 90th percentile out of
Luke
all
Luke Voigt's
these
playing
guys
well, yeah.
Oh, man, Luke Voigt.
God, I mean,
I don't even like saying his name. I have him on one of my fantasy teams. I'm just like, mother. Like,
would he? I mean, I don't really think he ever got like a fair chance in St. Louis. Like, you can't say that. It was
would he have
scenery.
Played?
No, he wouldn't have played.
I don't think he would have played.
He could have.
It just sucks.
He wouldn't
like,
have.
It just sucks.
I remember.
It sucks.
He would never get. I mean, he couldn't.
Can we talk about the Harrison Bader situation?
Yeah, let's go.
And how?
Let me hear you, how pissed off you are.
I mean, I guess that was the last podcast.
He's got a sore neck still.
Yep. Dude, that's bullshit. Man, what the hell? Jose Martinez is a liability in the field. Like,
yeah, he's
we lost a game because
a
of bad offense, that bad defense in the outfield.
Yeah, lost
without
that game.
Bader, we literally lost the game.
Fowler
like
made
that
a
Fowler that catch was like that was like high percentile, like it was like upper 60% dog. It's like Bader catches that standing up.
Was it the Cubs game?
It was.
Yeah,
I believe it was.
Fowler missed a catch that was Harrison Bader catches it.
Was it the Flaherty game?
10 out of 10 times, maybe.
Because it was like Flaherty, like.
Or it was the Phillies game, maybe. It was the Phillies or Cubs game when he gave up. He blew up in the fifth inning and he gave up four runs.
Yeah, it's just like because Jack is such like on the knife's edge that he needs everything to go his way.
Yeah, he does.
Why is it like that? I don't know. But
because pitchers are weird. I don't know. But Bader needs to start every day. I'm sorry if like that upsets people who like Jose Martinez.
It's not going
to
happen.
I love Jose Martinez. It's not going to happen. Jose Martinez needs to almost double his hit production, in my opinion, to be worth what Bader is worth as an overall player. Because Harrison can be worth like at least 65% of Jose's as a batter. And he's worth like 200% of Jose, maybe more.
Maybe
than
200%
more of an outfielder. Like, blah, I just.
What do you got here?
Fans of baseball underrate defense.
100%.
Like, yeah, no, I agree.
They don't give a they don't care. Like, they don't even.
But then they, as soon as they see, because like you see a diving play of Fowler, and like, oh man, you almost caught it. It's like
he should have caught that standing up.
Like Harrison is like catching that and throwing the guy out, like because he. It's just. Ugh.
Jose Martinez is hitting 330 plus.
You have doesn't matter because apparently it doesn't.
Dude, go talk to Mike Schilt and tell him all this.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Well, then sit Fowler then.
Fowler's hitting like 300. And he's signed to a monster contract. He's not going to sit the bench getting paid $18 million a year.
Tommy Pham's getting paid like $4 million.
And Tommy Pham's sitting there with the Rays saying that.
You know, you should talk about, you know, Carpenter. You think he's a shady leadoff hitter. We could have had Tommy Pham in leadoff.
You're right. You could have. I would much rather
him and his like 380 on base.
I'm still tired of Matt Carpenter playing every day and just hitting leadoff and being a bum.
What's the alternative?
Well, he hits eighth.
Hit eighth. Yeah, I don't care. He can play. But he just needs to hit somewhere other than leadoff. He's a great eight-hole hitter.
Tyler O'Neill hits like 500 in AAA right now. Like six home runs.
Tyler O'Neill? I don't even know.
We have too many players.
Trade him. Trade him. Too many. They got to make a trade or they just... Here's the thing. You got to hold out for this year.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, apparently it is. You got to hold out for this year.
Trade Jose.
Trade Jose. I'd trade Jose in a heartbeat. Trade deadline. Get that piece you want.
I think that would ruin the clubhouse, though.
The last podcast we had, I asked if you would trade him and... Everybody said no.
Like I mean, vehemently. I don't want
that's
to
just the
him.
Solution to your
I feel
problem.
Like he's a great bench player.
I feel like he's a great hitter.
I think he should just be hitting the bench and getting like
he just the man needs to play.
Give him two starts
like
a week.
Platooning him with Fowler wouldn't make that big of a difference. But I don't know. Fowler might need to be in the lineup every day.
I think he does. Fowler's got to be in there every single day to
hit a home run today.
Be a good player.
Harrison Bader needs to start. That's all I know. That's Harrison all I care Bader? About. That is the clear thing that makes your team better. On a level that just starting Jose Martinez doesn't. It doesn't make a difference. Like, oh my God. Jose, if he had a DH, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Because he would be only positive value.
Yep.
As of right now, it's like he barely, like he's such a good hitter that he can like still be positive value, but it's like.
Yeah, not much.
What are we taking away? What kind of value are we losing by not having Bader play the field and run the bases, which he is extremely good at.
Really good at.
He also has elite speed. He's like fast as Buxton. Like only a couple people are faster than Bader in the whole Major League Baseball.
And I'm sure that if you get Bader regular at bats, he's a league average hitter.
He's got pop
or better. Yeah,
he can pop 15 home runs,
steal 25 bags.
He could
score 75 runs out of the eight or nine or seven or eight hole. Yeah, he'd be great. I'd love to see him there.
He just needs to play every day. I mean, if you want to not start him, like. And it's just indefensible when he's not starting against left-handed pitchers.
I thought his splits were awful against lefties and righties.
No, he can't hit righties as much. He fucking crushes lefties. That's what he crushes.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, he can't hit righties. He like hits like 330 against lefties for his career with like a great like a good OPS. And there was a game against a lefty that he just rode the bench. It's like, this is where he is value, like, completely across the board. Defense, base running, and hitting for this start, because there's a lefty. We don't have any very lefties in our division, but we do face them periodically, and he should, at the very least, be guaranteed those starts every time.
You got a couple lefties.
I agree.
Hamels.
No, they're all in the
Lester.
Cubs. They're all Cubs.
They have another lefty, Quintana. You got Gio Gonzalez for the Nats.
Or
for
the Brewers. Oh, that's new. Okay, yeah. That one's a new little pop-up. That helps.
Is Woodruff a lefty?
There's no other lefties. Because the Cubs were... Before Gio, there's only lefties on the Cubs.
Yeah, there's not a whole bunch.
It's just... Dude, the bear thing makes me so mad.
As long as you have a healthy outfield and Mike Schilt still has his confidence and Jose Martinez is still hitting, you're not going to...
It's just...
You're not going to see Bader play every day.
Well, here's the thing.
That's okay. The thing.
This roster is in Tampa Bay Rays hands. Who's starting every day?
It doesn't matter because they have a DH.
Shut up.
It doesn't matter.
No.
So you can say they're a savvy club.
If the Tampa Bay front office was in control of our team.
And there was no DH in the AL. Gotcha.
No, I'm just saying, like, you just move their people that are making decisions for the Tampa Bay, and you put them in for our roster in St. Louis. Nothing else. Just move them. Just switch front offices. Who is playing every day?
I mean, Bader's probably playing center field every day.
Thank you.
And you're DH-ing Martinez.
There's no DH. I'm just saying that they're moved over. Like, the front office people and the management is moved over, and that's the only thing that switches.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Dude, come on. You know. You know the answer. It's Bader.
Yeah, Bader's a great...
Bader starts every day.
Look at all his metrics. Yeah, yeah. You're going to start.
Guess who starts every day for the freaking Rays?
Kiermaier.
And he's kind of like the same player.
Yeah, kind of.
And he's insanely valuable as a defender. And I think Bader has more of a ceiling than Kiermaier does.
I do too.
Ever did.
I agree with you. I think Bader's a better hitter.
He's a better hitter and he's younger and he's got potential to do more because of being younger. It's just.
It would help if any of the outfield was even defensible. But.
Right.
They're all garbage.
Yeah, they don't have any defensive.
Jose Martinez, you see that cannon throw, week and a half ago against the Cubs?
Ozuna?
No, that was at the plate. But in the Cubs series, Martinez, yeah.
Yeah. He's got an arm.
If only he could catch the ball and run routes.
He can't run routes. He can't catch, really. It's like shit your pants moment every time the ball is hit out to him.
You're like, I don't even know if he's under that ball or if it's going over his head.
You can't tell.
And then Bader, it's like.
Just dodge to it, yeah.
It's smooth. Like, he's already there. Like,
silky smooth.
He's already there. There's never moments where you're like, oh shit. Except for the balls that are insanely hard. And then you're like, it's like, oh, if you didn't catch it, it's like, oh, it must not have been. No one could have caught that.
No one in the major leagues could have caught that.
It's like 1,000% hit chance. Like, that ball is never, it's like, but then, he drops that pop-up. It's like, okay.
It does make sense.
That's a freak thing. That thing happens there.
Marcelo Zuna's been, I think, average in the outfield.
No, he's fine. But like we said, he is like a bopper.
He got 40 RBIs almost already.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bopper.
He showed off his wicked arm.
The other day.
Not wicked. Very wicked, but it was. He threw a guy
it's
out.
Back, it's better than
it looks.
It, was.
It looks a lot better from
my. He says he's feeling what do you say, 80%? He said.
I don't even know.
He said he was being all coy, but he's like, I'll let you know after the All-Star break. It's like, all right.
His throwing motion is completely different from last year to this year, which is nice to see.
Yeah, because it looked like it hurt him when he threw.
It
did,
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot better to see. He changed agents. He's got a new agent. He's got Yadi's agent.
Yeah, he's got Yadi's agent. Yeah, that's a good sign.
I think
does that
people
mean a
don't,
re-sign?
I don't think players are liking Scott Boras to get him
they
money.
Hate Scott Boras.
I don't like Scott Boras.
Scott Boras is kind of losing his effectiveness.
I agree with you.
Because teams are realizing what if we just keep saying no?
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Bye, Scott. Nothing really changes for us.
And that's
we're
smart.
Fine.
Before he hits the market, it's smart to switch.
I agree.
And that's why the power that free agency is losing its appeal and the sense of autonomy that it gives MLB players and feeling more like a desperation to find a location that will take you is why the next CBA thing is going to be scary because I don't know
what they're going
to
do
because players want to feel rewarded because that was always free agency has always been viewed as the light at the end of the tunnel of the service time. And now it doesn't feel like you have a light at the end of the tunnel anymore.
That's not good. I mean, if
because we are extensions are just coming out crazy.
And if they do, I mean, they're gonna have to when they fix the CBA, they're gonna have to reconfigure the whole service time thing.
Mookie Betts is one of the only guys that's on record saying that I am going to free agency, and I'm I'll just deal with it. And he believes himself that much.
I would.
Unfortunately for him, he couldn't go into free agency last season after that monster season.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll ever recreate that.
I'm sure he'll be
pretty hard to do
around there, but
he was a 10 war player.
Cut off 8 war, 7 war. I think he'll still hit those numbers.
Yeah, he'll be worth it. I'd put him on my team.
I wouldn't talk about Paul DeJong.
We could have a whole podcast about Mr. Paul DeJong.
We could.
God bless him.
Let's end it with that.
Paul DeJong?
Yeah. Rip
sure,
it.
I like it.
He's amazing. Best Cardinal.
Best Cardinal, for
best
sure.
Best shortstop in the National League.
Probably in the, yeah.
By a wide margin.
Who's the best in the AL? Tim Anderson? Is that who we're going with? Or... We don't even know who the best...
Correa? Maybe? No.
So I'm just, yeah, just throw out any names that you can compare
DeJong to. I mean,
there's
lots of good shortstops. There's plenty of them.
But DeJong's one of the top five in the game right now, it looks like.
Yeah. Is it fluky? You know, I don't want to hear
it's
about
not fluky. No way.
Javi Baez is not a good shortstop because he is not good at the position of shortstop. For all the flair and dramatics that he might show on the field, the numbers don't really back up that he's that outstanding. He's just average, so... He can't. I mean, he might be one of the best. He might be the best overall hitting.
He's got a great arm, and that really does probably make up for a lot of his.
Yeah, but arms don't do anything if you can't get to balls. Yeah, which I was is what he his... doesn't have range. He's like Derek Jeter type shit. Can't go to his.
People frickin... love he's a second Derek
baseman
Jeter
too. Isn't
he's
yeah.
a, he's, that's what he's doing. Exactly.
He is a
second
he's a
second
baseman.
Yeah. If you want to see he's the best second baseman, I'd be like, all right, fine. He's probably a way better second baseman. But even then, you know.
But yeah, we love Paul DeJong.
Yeah,
he's got
his walk rate is way up. His strikeout rate is like way down, like 15%, something like that. And that's like crazy because he dropped it like 7%.
Plays a beautiful short. I love watching
he's
him.
He's an amazing defender.
He's got a great arm. His range is amazing.
He gets to everything. It's everything. Like he just gets to everything.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's like, oh man, it's gonna be hit. It's like, oh shit, Paul's there.
What do? He made a play the other day. They're up big against the Pirates, I think, and he ranged from. Second base all the way to second base bag behind there, and he ranged all the way into short left. Right, dove for ball, made a great play.
I just know, like, I'm listening to the radio, and they're like, ground ball up the middle. I'm like, oh, it's going to be hit. And, like, Paul has it. I'm like, oh, okay, Paul DeJong.
With DeJong or Wong up there, they're going to get to most balls up there.
I know. And that's, like, the whole thing is, like, that's the Cardinal fans should be coming to start to realize how important defense is.
Yeah,
like,
no, I remember that's the storyline going into the season. Up the middle, you're – better than
no,
any
every,
team.
Like, Cardinals defense is like
we're relating it back to Harrison Bader.
Yeah, we are
that's what we're coming
but
back.
That was it. I remember
I'll beat you to the punch
coming back. In the season exactly
but I'm just saying like
up the middle there
the Cardinals are saving runs. Like think about how bad the starting rotation would look like with like 2 seasons ago defense when we're just like there's no Bader
but kicking balls everywhere.
DeJong was like not playing
it yet. it is a very good point and nobody talks about it because we like the bat, man.
We
the
love
bat
the
place.
Bat place.
And nobody talks about defense. And nobody talks about saving runs because you really can't see it unless you dive
but
in.
But then, I mean, we see like
unless you watch every game, every
unless
bat.
We see that Chap, you know, that Chapman play a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Like yesterday, it's just like, so you like you know it's good like, defense when you see it. Like, you yeah. know insane defense when you see it, but you don't know like when
the
they make it look
it
easy.
Actually has.
Like the young – makes it look so like he doesn't do anything like crazy because he just gets to things.
Yeah, he does.
He just gets to everything.
I love when he goes with the middle and you know, little
that's
spin.
That's the thing about Javi. Javi doesn't get the things, so he ends up laying out and diving,
forward,
and then
yeah.
his gun of an arm makes it look like, oh my God, it must have been the greatest play ever. Because, yeah. like, that Sunday night game, like, A-Rod was saying, this is platinum glove stuff on a literal play that he fucked up on to make look better than it was. Like, he double clutched. He like got into the ground ball and he's like, bleh, 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 and then threw it, and A-Rod was like, "Oh my God, you cannot see anything better than this ever in your life." Platinum glove.
Charlie was pissed.
I was
he's
so,
like,
"I was like,
well,
what is he
dumb.
Like?
It's dumb.
This is a major league
yeah,
shortstop.
Right.
Like A-Rod was a shortstop. He should know that. Like a double clutch. Like it was Yachty running. It was Yachty running. I'm like literally.
What is he, Luke? One speed.
One speed.
One speed
on MLB The Show.
One yeah. speed Molina.
I mean, come on. Like if that's,
oh, man.
If that was almost anybody else in the Cardinals lineup. That would have been a hit
yeah.
and an error for the double clutch.
Most players probably.
And like Paul is out. Just like, I'm here. Boom. My ball. Gone. And it's like, you never, it's like, oh, you just take it for granted. It's easy to take for granted.
So slick, so efficient.
He's amazing.
And
right
the
now.
Bat is awesome because he's driving
he's on,
the ball.
Like, he's on pace for 10 WAR.
Yeah, he's got like a 2.7 or something already.
Yeah, something like that. And he could get 10 WAR easy.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
If we were a 10 WAR player all of a sudden, I'd be
that's
like, what
crazy,
the,
dude.
Out of nowhere.
What the hell?
Albert?
No, I mean,
no,
he's,
that's what he was.
He's like the best player since Albert right now. For
yeah, I saw. I've seen that.
I'm there's
seen
no
statistics.
There's no player that is more like threat of his injury is
valuable.
Like,
yeah,
bring us to our knees. It happened last season. Brought
yeah.
us to our knees.
Yeah,
because you're gonna throw Yairo Munoz out there every day. At short.
He broke his hand. Yeah, we don't have a replacement for
no,
him.
No, Yairo is not a shortstop.
Yeah, exactly. And who do we have in the minors, really? Like,
Edmundo Sosa?
Edmundo. That'd be like the only guy.
That's
like,
the only guy really I can think
Edmundo?
Of.
Edmundo? Like Mr. Contact, but no power, no, like that's it? Oh, boy.
Yeah, Paul DeJong. Coming in your season,
I was like, he's wearing the hand pad that he wears.
I was worried about him being the three hitter, but I'm in love with the three hitter.
His frail hand bones he has.
I think he'll be okay.
I'm just scared. I want to wrap him in bubble wrap. Just play baseball only, my friend. Don't do anything else.
That's where he's going to get hurt, man.
You're too valuable.
That's where he's going to get hurt is on the ball field.
Dude, that's the thing. That's the beauty about like him not diving and getting he doesn't have that risk of injury. And I mean, he's not like – he doesn't like overrun things. He doesn't play crazy. And I'm okay with that.
Doesn't play with the hair on fire. Yeah, of course. Not Bryce Harper when he was 20.
Yeah, running the walls at full speed. Mr. Bryce Harper did in L.A.
Bryce Harper's having a shit-ass season to start the year.
He's okay.
He'll be fine.
He's okay. He made a game-saving catch yesterday.
I saw with the bases loaded.
And, you know, it's like the Philly fans are booing him earlier.
He had a grand slam against the Cardinals.
Yeah, we glossed over that because, you know, that was a long time ago.
Oh, that's because also Dakota Hudson has, like, lefties hit 400 against him. And OPS, like, 1,200.
Just lob it in there, Dakota.
Close
your eyes.
He can't get lefties out.
He throws everything. He throws everything high. That's his problem. Like, I was watching the game on Sunday. Everything was up. Can't do that. Can't go up.
Dude. You cannot be a starter when you scatter 9 hits, don't strike anybody out, and then can't get lefties out. That is not a recipe.
You know what he needs to learn how to do? Let those grounders, get those grounders, let Paul DeJong scoop him up, throw him out. But he needs to figure it out.
If he was truly
a ground ball pitcher.
Seth Maness, where you at, buddy? We need you.
I don't even think he's still playing.
I don't think so either, but he would have been good at this team.
Yeah, he would have.
He was like a true ground ball. Like, that's all he could do. What a nightmare.
Anything else?
Cardinals are a nightmare.
Hey, they won. They won tonight. 14-3. 14-3.
Well, they scored more runs.
Yeah.
It was not a Yachty home run, was it?
No.
Thank God.
The emotion from week to week on this podcast is remarkable.
This is how I live my life. So imagine how I feel.
I was riding such a high on that.
I know, dude. And now it's done.
Dude, it feels. I'm glad we didn't record when I was riding that high. Because
we're in the World Series.
I've been talking like.
No contest.
I mean, I'll still say Cubs suck. I hate the Cubs, and they're not this good that they're playing right now. Flat out. I don't think they're that good. But
Hayward's having a good year.
Yeah, I think they're getting like all kinds of shit that is just not going to
last. Rotation's been playing really well. Chris
Bryant. The bullpen has been pitching in like.
Chris Bryant's bouncing back, but
they haven't given like any runs. It's like that's not like which one is it? Is it extremely bad that it was in the beginning of April, or is it what it is now?
You see what
it's
Contreras
like,
said?
No, it's probably more like
Contreras said. He says this feels like the 2016 team.
Oh, God.
He gets the 2016
Jesus
vibes.
Christ.
I thought that. Roll my eyes at that
one. Like Yachty like trashing him on Instagram, like talking about. Well, it was like a subtle.
I remember.
Trashing. You remember that? Yeah.
It's like I want to be the best catcher in the game, and Yachty's. Said something.
He's like, LOL. Yeah. man. Cubs fucking suck.
That's Charlie's final thought.
Yeah.
That's always my final thought.
Fuck the Cubs, apparently.
Is that it?
Fuck the Cubs.
Luke?
Nothing.
I'm still off. I mean, I'm still watching.
Get that shit off this
still
wall.
Watching hockey, dude. So I'm.
Oh,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm still not.
Shout out to the Blues.
That doesn't
1-1.
Help our week-to-week feelings. Like,
1-1.
This nightmare of hockey.
1-1.
Playoffs.
One.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do we do like playoffs? Like suck. Like
yeah.
It's
yeah.
When I'm 50, I'm gonna
fantastic.
I'm gonna have a cardiac arrest because I'm watching playoff hockey or baseball.
The payoff.
It does feel good. When
can I say if the Bruins win the fucking Stanley
Cup?
Oh,
we're gonna be pissed.
I'm going to if it's against the Blues and the Blues have lost and the St. Louis has lost 4 separate titles to Boston alone
Boston's
in the last
got
15 10 years.
And 20 years. It's gonna be like what the hell
dude,
is going
I cannot,
on?
I can't. The idea of I'm so like I'm almost like it'd be almost better for the Sharks to beat us than the Bruins. Like, that's how I feel like in my gut. Like the
they were crushing the they were winning again. Right?
Again, I'm looking it up right now.
I think they were. The
thought of
2-1 in the third.
The thought of the Bruins.
Oh, okay.
So of close. Boston winning another. Goddamn.
That would suck. All right, let's get out of here.
All right,
spread the word.
Stop. step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.